This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
In the you World Cup! He
yeah! On Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. On this day.
On this day, Andrew, 17th of April, 1991, Nirvana performed Smells Like Teen Spirit for the first time.
Very nice. That was in New York, actually. No, in Seattle. There's a Seattle club called the OK Hotel. There you go, name of music. 2011, Game of Thrones, which was based on George R.R. Martin's fantasy book series, A Song of Ice and Fire, debuted on HBO.
There we go. 17th of April, 1951, American baseball player Mickey Mantle made his Major League Baseball debut as an outfielder for the New York Yankees.
Righto. I've got one for you. I can top that. Chariots of Fire. Number one on the US album chart. That was, what was his name? Vangelis. The first and only number one he would have. Does anyone know any other song?
One hit one.
He has. Vangelis? Nothing.
No. Brooks, he's saying
he made it a good one, though. He made it a good one.
17th of April, 1935, Australian airline Qantas operates its first overseas passenger flight. You know, Qantas was formerly an acronym for Queensland and Northern Territory Aerial Services.
I did not know that. 1980, on this day, Rhodesia in Africa gains independence and becomes Zimbabwe. What about a few birthdays, Brandy?
Matara Muralitharan is 52 today. Victoria Beckham, 50. Lindsay Collins, Roosters forward, 28. And Eddie Cochran died in a car crash on this day.
Only 21 years of age while on tour in England. He was the man who had this hit.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes...